From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A couple of positive economic reports are out today. Pending home sales were up 3.5% in November. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. Spokesman Walter Maloney attributes at least part of the jump to discounted prices on foreclosed homes.
Historically high affordability conditions are boosting sales activity, and we see steady improvements in the economy helping to bring buyers into the market.
Still, this year has been one of the worst for home sales since 1997. New claims for unemployment benefits are down sharply. NPR's Paul Brown reports economists see the drop as a good sign for next year's job market, but warn a major recovery is still a long way off.
The Labor Department's latest numbers, new jobless benefits claims down by 34,000 last week. The weekly number is the lowest in 2 years, and the more stable four-week average is at a more than two-year low. Economist Hugh Johnson predicts further improvement.
We're going to get growth in jobs in 2011. This jobless claims number is very consistent with that notion.
But Johnson and other economists foresee a slow road to significant recovery in a job market that the recession and a decades-long decline in manufacturing have left millions of positions short. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Winter storm warnings stretch from southern Arizona through the tip of Minnesota as a major storm continues to blanket the Rocky Mountains. But unlike the storms that slammed the Northeast earlier this week, Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports some people out west are glad to see the snow.
This is Denver's first major snowfall of the season. A La Nina weather pattern has kept the eastern part of Colorado unusually warm and dry this winter. Denver expects to get 6 to 10 inches of snow by Friday afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Kyle Fredin says it's needed.
Hopefully this will bring our Denver snow total up, because currently we're standing at 1.5 inches, and that is the lowest rate so far in the 128 years of Denver snowfall history.
Snowplow crews are working to keep roads and runways in Colorado clear. The storm is also bringing more snow to Rocky Mountain ski resorts. The ski industry was already enjoying good snow totals, and fresh powder will likely bring even more people to the mountains for the holiday weekend. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the political standoff in Ivory Coast is deteriorating. The comment comes after a group supporting disputed President Laurent Gbagbo called for a tax on the hotel where Alassane Ouattara and his advisors are holed up. Ouattara is recognized as the winner of last month's presidential election. Investors are holding on to their gains on Wall Street, not taking chances, despite today's better-than-expected jobless claim report and the increase in pending home sales. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 15 points to close at 11,569. The Nasdaq lost 3 points to close at 2662. This is NPR. The man who was in charge of the Obama administration's overhaul of the auto industry has agreed to pay $10 million to settle accusations of influence peddling. Steve Rattner has been under investigation for pay-to-play allegations connected to New York State's retirement fund before he was the White House car czar. Several world leaders are expressing concern about the sentencing today of former Russian tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky to an additional 6 years in prison. They say political motivations, more than the rule of law, seem to have played a role. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the U.S. is among those weighing in.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the U.S. remains concerned by the allegations of serious due process violations and what appears to be an abusive use of Russia's legal system for improper ends in the Khodorkovsky case. The former tycoon was convicted of theft and money laundering and was sentenced to remain in prison until 2017. Prosecutors say he and his co-defendant, Platon Lebedev, stole nearly $30 billion from their oil company. The trial was regarded as a test case for rule of law in Russia. Spokesman Toner says the Russian government cannot nurture a modern economy without developing an independent judiciary that ensures equal treatment under the law. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The Mine Safety and Health Administration reports this year was the deadliest for the U.S. coal industry in nearly two decades. 48 miners were killed on the job compared to the 18 who died last year. Most of the deaths were in West Virginia. 35 miners died there, 29 of them at Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch Mine. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.